Page 98. Listening. Exercise 2.
Today we have in the studio Tom Davies, who has recently returned from a year's stint working as a volunteer in Nepal. Tom, welcome.
Hi.
Now, what originally motivated you to take a year out and spend that time living and working in what to most people would be a rather isolated part of the world?
Well, I suppose I'd been thinking about doing something of the kind for quite a long time, actually. I felt that I should be trying to put something back into the world, rather than just keep on taking what I wanted from it. Anyway, one day I picked up a newspaper that someone had left on the train, and I saw this advert. In the blurb it said something like, volunteers return to their own country equipped with invaluable professional experience, a wealth of memories, and a whole new perspective on life. I decided that it was the job for me.
But it must have been difficult, leaving family and friends behind for that length of time?
Of course it was. But as far as I'm concerned, when you're young, you don't dwell on things like that. You look upon life as a bit of an adventure, and you tend to think, a year, it'll be over in no time at all. And it was, in a funny sort of way. Plus the fact that it was so far away, there's no way I could just nip back home for the odd weekend. As it turned out, I was so busy that I don't think I would have had time to do that anyway. Much better to take advantage of my free time to explore my surroundings, which I did to the full.
Now, for those listeners who know very little about the organisation you were working for, is the work really voluntary?
Inasmuch as you're not paid a salary, yes, it is. But that doesn't mean that you're expected to live on nothing. There are lots of benefits on offer. You get a living allowance, accommodation, insurance and flights all paid for. You're also given individual training, support and advice before your departure. You have the chance to do some networking with other volunteers too. But what clinched it for me was the fact that when you come back to your own country, you get additional support in the form of grants and advice to help you settle back in.
And did you have any choice in what kind of placement you were given?
Oh, absolutely. There were no nasty shocks in that respect. I was a volunteer in Nepal with an organisation which aimed to achieve conservation through human development. This was right up my street. While a colleague, who later became my best mate, and I were working there, we developed our own programme. It was a real challenge. Our aims were twofold. One was to reduce the numbers of snow leopards lost because of illegal hunting. But at the same time, we set out to increase incomes and opportunities for the local communities living in the area.
That sounds like a tall order.
Indeed. Snow leopards are a flagship species for biodiversity in the Himalayas, and they're one of the world's most endangered cat species. Hunting them is prohibited, but residents view them as a pest because they kill large numbers of livestock each year.
And how did your programme help tackle these difficulties?
Well, we tackled both issues simultaneously by introducing livestock insurance for farmers and also through the creation of savings and credit groups. The two projects were deliberately linked to allow profits from the savings credits groups to be used in compensation for livestock losses. Donors provided the initial grant and funding for the project, but the project itself is owned and run by the local community. This means that the scheme is self-financing and the community makes the decisions. Local people can now borrow money to develop business or enterprises.
Can you give us an example?
Certainly. One that springs to mind was the purchase of cheese-making equipment. Local milk is now converted into cheese to be sold to trekkers who pass through the area. We hope all this will ultimately help the snow leopard, but at the moment it's difficult to determine if there has been a decrease in the number of snow leopard deaths due to poaching. But what we can say for certain is that many of the herders have started to insure their herd against loss. What we are counting on is that profits from the scheme can be put back into community projects and veterinary services, which will benefit the whole region.
And your own plans for the future?
No more travelling for me for a while, that's for sure, unless it's on holiday. I've done what I set out to do, and I'm more than happy with that. But I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Tom, that's all we've got time for, I'm afraid. So, thank you.